WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of mindset motivation. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of worry? Like that little voice in your head keeps whispering doubts and anxieties. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to let fear rule our lives. Today, we're diving into how to overcome fear and anxiety because life is way too short to be held hostage by those pesky feelings. Now, I get it. Fear can feel like a monstrous shadow looming over everything you do. It can freeze you in your tracks, stop you from taking chances, and even sabotage your happiness. But here's the truth. Fear is just a feeling, not a fact. It's an illusion, a story our minds tell us that might not be true at all. And the best part? We have the power to rewrite that story. So how do we break free from this cycle of anxiety? Let's unpack 5 powerful moves you can make right now to conquer those fears and step into your full potential. First up, awareness is key. You got to know what triggers your fear before you can start tackling it. When does that anxious feeling creep in? Is it a specific situation, a thought pattern, or even just certain people? Pay attention to those cues. Your body often speaks volumes before your mind catches up. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Fear loves to whisper lies in our ears, telling us we're not good enough, strong enough, or capable enough. But guess what? You are. Don't let those negative voices define you. When you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this, or what if I fail? Stop right there and ask yourself, is that really true? What evidence supports that thought? Often, those fears are based on nothing more than our own insecurities. So, replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. I am capable, I can handle this, I'm strong enough. Now take action. This is where the magic happens. You know what they say. The best way to conquer fear is to face it head on. Don't let anxiety keep you stuck in a rut. Take small steps outside your comfort zone. Start with something that feels manageable and gradually build up from there. Each step you take, no matter how small, is a victory over fear. Fourth, practice mindfulness. When fear strikes, try to ground yourself in the present moment. Focus on your breath. Notice the sensations in your body and pay attention to your surroundings. This can help calm your racing thoughts and bring a sense of peace. There are tons of great apps and techniques out there for practicing mindfulness. Find one that works for you. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. We all need support sometimes, especially when we're facing challenges. Don't be afraid to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. They can offer encouragement, guidance, and a fresh perspective. You're not alone in this journey. Let me tell you about a time I was super anxious about giving a presentation at a big conference. My palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I thought I might actually faint. But I took a deep breath, remembered those 5 moves we just talked about, and decided to focus on the message I wanted to share. I visualized myself delivering a confident and engaging speech, and instead of focusing on fear, I channeled that nervous energy into passion for my topic. Guess what? It turned out to be one of the best presentations I've ever given. So remember, everyone faces fear and anxiety at some point. But it doesn't have to control you. By practicing awareness, challenging negative thoughts, taking action, embracing mindfulness, and seeking support when needed, you can overcome those fears and live a more fulfilling life. Today, I want you to make a commitment to yourself. Take one small step outside your comfort zone, confront that fear head-on, and see what amazing things happen when you choose courage over complacency. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of mindset motivation today. See you in the next episode for another 5-minute move to rise higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.